Qualifying for candidates seeking local offices kicked off at noon on Monday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports candidates have until noon Friday to file at the Supervisor of Elections office.
Plenty of seats are up for grabs, including two on the Escambia County Commission, three each on the County School Board and Pensacola City Council, along with the Pensacola Mayor's Office. Add to that Districts 1 and 2 in the Florida House of Representatives and State Senate District 2.
For local candidates, generally, this office is the qualifying office, but for state offices and then district offices that cross county boundaries and state legislature, those all qualify in Tallahassee.
David Stafford is Escambia County's election supervisor.
Perhaps one of the reasons that you get so many qualifiers on the first day is a couple of years ago, the state legislature allowed for the collection of qualifying papers up to 2 weeks before qualifying begins. And basically, the candidates are allowed to submit their qualifying paperwork.
Submitting the paperwork in advance, says Stafford, enables his office to look through it and make sure it's complete. If it is in order, they hold it, and when qualifying begins, the documents are processed and the candidate is officially qualified. A few more names are being added to the process this year. The town of Century last week voted to sync its election calendar with that of the county and state.
Pretty late, but in time in advance of the cycle this time. So now we are qualifying town of Century candidates, and then they'll either be on the ballot in the August primary or the November general election, depending on how many candidates end up filing for the offices.
A representative of the Supervisor of Elections office will be at Century Town Hall today to qualify candidates from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Stafford says generally there are two different types of candidates who come in and sign up. One has already pre-filed or has run before and has their campaign machine up and running.
And then they're coming in to complete the qualifying process by doing the statement of candidate and either paying the qualifying fee or submitting their proof that they collected their petitions, etc.
The other is the first-time candidate who must start from scratch.
First thing they have to do is file that appointment of campaign treasurer, then go open account, come back with the qualifying fee because the petition deadline has passed. By mid-afternoon on Friday, we will know definitively who and what is on the ballot, because remember, we also have two referenda. The local option sales tax extension will be on the primary ballot, and then the sales tax for school construction is scheduled to be on the November general election ballot.
After Friday's deadline, the next phase of work begins for Florida's 67 election supervisors in the run-up to the August 26th primary. Stafford says it's actually a continuation of efforts with the programming of the election already underway.
We had two judicial candidates and federal candidates that qualified during an earlier qualification period. We've set up the election on the system. We're in the midst of programming it. So as additional candidates qualify, we'll add them. After it's all completed, then we'll finish building the ballot, if you will. And then there's a whole heck of a lot of testing.
Parallel to that, there's also processing new voter registration, collecting vote by mail and absentee applications, and training poll workers. A first this year is implementing electronic poll books.
So it's a shift similar to what you see if you come in during early voting. We've had electronic poll books for early voting since 2006. What's new this year is we're going to be implementing that at the polling places on election day. And so we're taking quite a bit of time in training our election day workers with the technology as well as knowing how to utilize that.
Election supervisor David Stafford says that one of the great unknowns in any election cycle is turnout.
Primary elections, regardless in a presidential or non-presidential year, tend to get right at about 25% turnout. A lot of people think that that's unfortunate. That's just the way we have to look at and prepare. And then the general election tends to be, you know, somewhere in the mid-40s to the mid-50s, which is vastly different than a presidential election where you're going to get 75 or 80%.
The voter registration deadline for the August 26th primary is July 28th. The deadline to register for the general election on November 4th is October 6th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.